Understanding What Went On, Guide to Nomenclature and Status. May 10, 2021, by Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. Understanding What Went On. The United States equals Soil Jurisdiction States equals Union of States. The United States of America equals Land Jurisdiction equals States of the Union. The sovereign member states of the United States and the United States of America are all physically defined. They operate under the simple names, Wisconsin, Florida, California, etc., written in upper and lower case. But, now, looky here, there are other things operating under very similar names. The United States, 1787 to 1860, equals American Federal Republic equals an instrumentality of the Confederation of States, and neither have been operating since 1860. This federal republic was a business run as the States of America. The States of America was an instrumentality of the Confederation, which was formed under the Articles of Confederation in 1781, 5 years after the Union and the Federation. The members of this States of America organization were all States of States operating under names like the State of Vermont, the State of New York. These are the Confederate States both North and South that fought the Civil War. These are all business entities and do not have physical attributes. They are not sovereign as a result. The United States, after 1790 and until today, incorporated equals municipal United States government equals federal civil service equals State of New York, State of Alabama, etc. These are all businesses without physical attributes, and so, they are not sovereign either. This is the government operated by the Pope. It was originally a subcontractor of the States of America organization described above. It's also known as U.S. Incorporated. And U.S. Corporation. It has been operated as a municipal district corporation since 1877. The United States of America, 1789 to present, equals territorial government equals U.S. military. This is the version of United States that gave the native tribes so much misery, and it has always been run by the British monarchs. After 1865, it usurped upon the American States of States and substituted its own business entities for them. Suddenly, the State of New York, American, was replaced by the State of New York, British, and so on, all over the country. These are all businesses, too. No sovereign states. This part of the government has been operating as a municipal corporation of the District of Columbia since 1866. My point to you is that none of these entities that appear below the line above are sovereign entities. They are all just business entities and instrumentalities and subcontractors of the actual American government, which is vested in the physically defined member states of the Union and the living people and lawful persons that populate those states. None of these business entities are sovereign. It doesn't matter if we are talking about the Pope's states or the Queen's states of states, or the American Confederation states of states operating as the States of States. Okay? It's all just paper states, not the actual states. Please note, even the unincorporated Federation of States doing business as the United States of America is not sovereign, its member states are sovereign. The Federation is a holding company that exercises the powers of the states in the foreign, international and global jurisdictions. Hope that explains things. If not, ask more questions. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Reitz's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Reitz's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.